Mass. In the introit, the Church makes use of one of the finest canticles of the Royal Prophet, in order to celebrate the wonderful graces bestowed upon her by her divine spouse. She also rejoices at the thought that the Gentiles have been called to the knowledge of God, to justification and salvation. Introit. Sing to the Lord a new canticle, Alleluia, because the Lord hath done wonderful things, Alleluia. He hath revealed his justice in the sight of the Gentiles, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. His right hand and his holy arm hath saved us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Laden with the blessings of God, who by his divine sacraments has made them to be one people, the faithful should not be satisfied with observing the commandments. They should love them. They should also long after the heaven that is promised them. The Church prays in the Collect that her children may receive the grace to do all this. Collect. O God, who makest the faithful to be of one mind, grant that thy people may love what thou commandest, and desire what thou promisest, that amidst the uncertainties of this world, we may place our affections where there are true joys. Epistle. Lesson of the Epistle of St. James the Apostle, Chapter 1. Dearly beloved, every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change, nor shadow of alteration. For of his own will hath he begotten us by the word of truth, that we might be some beginning of his creatures. You know, my dearest brethren, and let every man be swift to hear, but slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man worketh not the justice of God. Wherefore, casting away all uncleanness and abundance of naughtiness, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. The favors bestowed upon the Christian people proceed from the goodness of our Heavenly Father. He is the source of everything in the order of nature, and if, in the order of grace, we are become His children, it is because He sent us His consubstantial Word, the Word of Truth, whereby, by means of baptism, we were made children of God. Hence, we ought to imitate, as far as our weakness will permit, the divine calm of our Father, who is in heaven. We ought to avoid that state of passionate excitement which savors of a terrestrial life, whereas ours should be of the heaven whither God calls us. The Apostle bids us receive with meekness the Word which makes us what we are. He tells us that this Word is a germ of salvation grafted into our souls. Only let us put no obstacle to its growth, and we shall be saved. In the first Alleluia versicle, our risen Jesus extols, in the words of the royal psalmist, the power of his Father, who gave him the victory of his resurrection. In the second, we ourselves proclaim the praise of the immortal life of our divine Master. We proclaim it in the words of St. Paul. Alleluia, Alleluia! The right hand of the Lord hath displayed power. The right hand of the Lord hath raised me up. Alleluia. Christ, rising from the dead, dieth now no more. Death shall no longer have dominion over him. Alleluia. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to John, Chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, I go to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, Whither goest thou? But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient to you that I go, For if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will convince the world of sin, and of justice, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believed not in me. And of justice, because I go to the Father, and you shall see me no longer. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but what things soever he shall hear, he shall speak. And the things that are to come he shall show you. He shall glorify me, because he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you. The apostles were sad at hearing Jesus say to them, I go. Are not we so too? We, who thanks to the sacred liturgy, have been in such close company with him ever since the day of his birth at Bethlehem. Yet a few days, and he is to ascend into heaven, and our year is to lose the charm it possessed of following, day by day, the actions and words of our Emmanuel. Still, he would have us moderate our sadness. He tells us that in his stead the Paraclete, the Comforter, is about to descend upon the earth and abide with us to the end of time, in order that he may give us light and strength. Let us make good use of these last hours with our Jesus. We shall soon have to be preparing for the divine guest who is to take his place. By these words, which were spoken shortly before his passion, our Savior does more than tell us of the coming of the Holy Ghost. He also shows us how terrible this coming will be to them that have rejected the Messiah. His words are unusually mysterious. Let us listen to the explanation given of them by St. Augustine, the Doctor of Doctors. When the Holy Ghost is come, says our Lord, he will convince the world of sin, because they believed not in me. How great must, indeed, be the responsibility of them that have been witnesses of Jesus' wonderful works, and yet will not receive his teaching. Jerusalem will be told that the Holy Ghost has come down upon the disciples, and she will receive the news with the same indifference as she did the miracles which proved Jesus to be her Messiah. The coming of the Holy Ghost will serve as a sort of signal of the destruction of the deicide city. Jesus adds, the Paraclete will convince the world of justice, because I go to the Father, and ye shall see me no longer. The apostles, and they that believe their word, shall be just and holy by faith. They will believe in him that is gone to the Father, in him whom they are to see no longer in this world. Jerusalem, on the contrary, will remember him only to blaspheme him. The holiness, the faith, the justice of them that shall believe will be her condemnation, and the Holy Ghost will leave her to her fate. Jesus continues, the Paraclete will convince the world of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged. They that follow not Christ Jesus follow Satan. He is their prince, but his judgment is already pronounced. The Holy Ghost warns the followers of the world that their leader is already in eternal torments. Let them reflect well upon this, for as St. Augustine observes, quote, the pride of man has no right to reckon upon indulgence. Let it but think of the hell into which even the angels were cast, because they were proud. End quote. Footnote. In Ioannem, Tract 95. In the offertory, the Christian makes use of the psalmist's words to celebrate the favors bestowed by God upon his soul. He invites the whole earth to join him in his gratitude, and he does well, for the favors received by this Christian are offered to the whole of mankind. Jesus has invited all men to share by means of the sacraments in the graces of the redemption. Offertory. Sing to the Lord all the earth, sing a psalm to his name. Come and hear, and I will relate to you, all you who fear God, what great things the Lord hath done for my soul. Alleluia. Holy Church delights in the contemplation of divine truth, so profusely communicated to her by our risen Lord. She prays in the following prayer that her children may lead such good lives in this world as to merit the eternal enjoyment of the God of all truth. Secret. O God, who hast made us partakers of the one supreme divinity, by the frequent celebration and participation of this holy sacrifice, grant, we beseech thee, that as we know thy truth, so we may live up to it by a worthy conduct of life. The communion anthem repeats the mysterious words of the gospel, which we have already explained. They remind us that the coming of the Holy Ghost may be either a reward or a punishment, according to the dispositions of men. Communion. When the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, shall come, he will convince the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Alleluia, alleluia. Whilst giving thanks for the divine mystery just received, the Church in the post-communion teaches us that the Eucharist has the power of cleansing us from our sins and preserving us from the dangers to which we are exposed. Post-communion. Help us, O Lord our God, that our sins may be forgiven, and that we may be delivered from all dangers by the sacrament which we have received with faith.